You're listening to Path to Empowerment, a podcast to help you connect to your intuition, gain confidence, and light your path in life. Join me, your host and empowerment coach, Sydney, as we journey together through this wild ride called life. Tune in for discussions on healing, growth, authenticity, and so much more. It's time to be empowered. It's time to light your path.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the last episode of season 2 of Path to Empowerment. I want to just take a second to thank you all so much for tuning in again for this season. It was such a wonderful experience to be able to continue doing this podcast. I truly do love it. And thank you again to all of my amazing guests, and also a little shout out to the people who are coming up in season 3. I have a really amazing group of women joining me for season 3, so keep an eye out for that. Today may be the last episode of season 2, but season 3 will be coming to you starting on November 23rd. So it's just a couple weeks away, just a little bit of a break, but just a teaser to keep you hooked. On the 23rd, I have the lovely Rhonda Arnott of Ignite Your Journey coming on the podcast. And this is an extra special episode that will be coming up because the day prior to that episode airing, so on Tuesday the 22nd, Rhonda and I are starting a segment on Instagram going live every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. EST. And we are doing a segment called Tea Time Tuesdays. And it's just a fun little way for you guys to be able to connect with us as we channel spirit and give some guidance, some clarity, maybe answer some questions if you're on there. And yeah, just a chance to have some conversations and, you know, explore energy, spirit, being authentic. So if you enjoy this podcast, you're really going to enjoy our Tea Time Tuesdays. So on the 22nd of November, 7:30 p.m., hop over to Instagram Live where Rhonda and I will be doing our Tea Time Tuesday. And then you can tune in on Wednesday, November 23rd for Rhonda coming here on my podcast, Path to Empowerment. One other thing I want to mention before we get into today's segment is that I have some very exciting news. I have introduced my 2023 Empowerment Planner. Yes. So if you're somebody like me who needs more than just the calendar, you need a little bit more extra help, you know, like some space for journaling. So we don't have 50 million books everywhere. We have our planner and journal all in one, as well as some space to be creative. And actually with this planner, not only do you have the space to be creative, and the journal, but you do have some activities as well. Each month has its own theme, and with that theme, it gives you specific journal prompts to use and some activities to incorporate into your daily routine to build your skills, to build your practice, and ultimately become empowered. So if you are on my newsletter, you would have seen this featured in my newsletter. If you haven't yet signed up to receive my monthly newsletters, that's okay. You haven't missed out. I'm featuring this on my website, lightyourpath.ca, as well as on my Instagram and Facebook at Go Light Your Path. So if you're ready to get a head start on 2023 and you're, you know, ready to get going to set goals that you're actually going to achieve and work towards the life that you desire and the life that you want, go ahead, get this planner. It's packed full of useful things for you. So again, you can find that on my website, www.lightyourpath.ca, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Go Light Your Path. Okay, so now that we've got the house cleaning out of the way, I wanted to take today's episode in a different direction, and I was being called to do a meditation for today's episode. I feel like with, you know, the holidays coming up just around the corner and the eclipse energy that we're still experiencing, there's a lot of movement happening around us right now. Lots of energy bouncing around. It feels still quite intense. You know, people have been saying that they're feeling, you know, disconnected, you know, a little bit kind of like their heads in the clouds. We need some grounding, right? So that's what today's episode is all about. It's to give you a little bit of a boost with your grounding so that you can feel more centered and ready to take on the rest of your day, the rest of your week, and really the next couple of weeks, because you won't be hearing from me for about 2 weeks there for the podcast. But yeah, so I'll take this opportunity to invite you to find a spot that's comfortable. And if you are driving, make sure to pause this so that you can return to it later. So again, just finding a spot that's comfortable, preferably in a seated position with your feet planted firmly on the ground. You can lay down if that's what you're feeling called to do, but just make sure that however it is that you're seated or laying down, you're taking a moment to settle into this position. Make sure that you've got your eyes closing gently and your palms resting on your lap. Here, just take a few deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. And in this position, start to notice what you're feeling in your body. You're feeling any tension, any jitters, any muscles that feel tense. We're just noticing, we're releasing any judgment, simply becoming aware of our physical body, our mind, our emotions, in our spirit. And as you're breathing into this position, I'm going to invite you to picture a bright white light at the top of your head. And this light is going to slowly enter through the crown of your head. And it brings with it a sense of warmth and comfort. And this light slowly and gently flows through from the top of your head down towards your neck and your shoulders. And as this light flows through you, you notice it works like a magnet, picking up anything stagnant, anything that's been weighing you down, helping you feel relaxed and calm. This light continues on, making its way down through your throat, your shoulders, your arms, flowing through each one of your fingertips, and it continues down through your heart center, your chest, your stomach, picking up anything that you're looking to get rid of. This light makes its way through your hips, if you feel called to move with this light, I invite you to gently move your body if needed. And the light sweeps its way down through past your knees, into your ankles and your feet. And now that this light has collected everything that you are ready to release, this light sweeps up out through the bottom of your feet, taking all of that stagnant energy with it. You might feel a warming sensation through the soles of your feet as this energy continues to pulse through. With this light leaving, you can take few more deep breaths in as you adjust to this new sensation of feeling lighter, more centered, more calm. This new sense of calm, now that we are feeling lighter, we're going to invite a new sensation. As we lay here or sit here, you'll start to notice energy flowing through the palms of your hand and your feet. This is your life force energy. Notice how it forms an aura-like bubble around you to help keep you protected. This aura has a particular sound to you, a particular smell or color. Just simply notice what's happening with your energy in this moment. As this light fills us up, creating our aura, we have roots from our soul coming out the bottoms of our feet, ready to help keep us grounded. and these roots make their way out from the soles of your feet and gently travel down through the floor beneath you, into the soil, into the grass. Branching off and eventually making its way down to the core of the earth. Here the roots wrap around the core, holding you firm and steady. Breaths with this new sensation. Adjust to the energy of feeling grounded. Anytime you start to feel uneasy or stressed, come back to this moment and connect with the feeling of the roots of your soul grounding you to the earth center, keeping you here nice and grounded and firm. With the roots holding you steady and your aura bringing an invigorating energy, you are now ready to take on the day. Now, with your body feeling lighter and your soul feeling centered, gently bring some movement back into your physical body. Gently moving your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes and return to the space around you. Welcome back, everybody. All right, I hope you all found that meditation helpful and that you've let go of some of that more heavy-weighted energy, and that you're feeling a little bit more centered and ready to take on whatever you have going on for the rest of your day or for the rest of the week. Being grounded and just having that sensation of being centered is essential for whatever it is that you are doing in life. And it doesn't matter if you are a highly sensitive person, an empath, a psychic, a medium, or if you're like, you know, my husband says, and I'm just a normal person, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. So long as you're human, so long as you have this physical body, this soul, this being, being grounded is something that is essential to living a healthy life. It's going to help you avoid burnout. It's going to fill your cup and have you be ready to conquer whatever it is that you need to do. And it just makes you feel right. There's no other way to say it. You know, being grounded is just this feeling of, I am where I need to be. I've talked to some people about what it feels like to be aligned. And really and truly, the best way to describe alignment for me personally is feeling grounded, feeling centered, and feeling, like I said, I'm exactly where I need to be. So the energy lately, as I've mentioned, has been really chaotic. And November is going to bring with it some challenges. I'm just, you know, picking up on the energy of November, it feels almost like there's a fire being lit underneath us. And while this can be a really good thing for some people, maybe giving you the motivation you need to take action, it also can cause some issues, right? You know, we can become self-fulfilling prophecies, or we can spiral and lose control and give up on things. So the energy over the next 30 days, at least, at least 30 days, is going to be really, really intense. It's going to be really heavy and hopefully motivating for some of you. You know, you might be able to pick yourself up a little bit and feel like you have the energy to complete the tasks you need to complete. But really, it's just going to be a lot of chaos and, you know, a lot of go, go, go energy. So make sure that now, especially, that you're taking the time to stay grounded and really understand what that means to you. Because although grounding is a practice and everybody does it to a certain extent, what I find helpful for grounding and what others might find helpful for grounding, something might work different for you. You know, there's no right or wrong way to do a grounding exercise. So if you enjoyed this meditation, I do have variations of it on my website at lightyourpath.ca. So definitely go take a look there. And yeah, just play around, explore, but most of all, take care of yourself. Make sure that whatever this month of November brings for you, that you are staying centered, you are staying grounded. And before you take any action, I do highly encourage you to do a grounding practice. Even if that's just taking a quick 30-second pause and a deep breath to help you get into the mindset of responding instead of reacting. Because this difference of responding versus reacting is going to be a big part of November's energy. So just make sure that whatever comes your way, you are not jumping into things right away or having some big reaction that might not be necessary. There's absolutely no harm in pausing before responding to someone or to something. Even if you feel pressured, you have time. You can make the time to pause, reflect, and really think critically about your actions. I hope you all found today's episode to be a little different and unique, but overall helpful. As always, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Go Light Your Path, as well as on my website, lightyourpath.ca. As I mentioned, this is the last episode of Season 2, and I will be resuming with Season 3 on Wednesday, November 23rd, with my dear friend, Rhonda Arnott. And if you are around and you're interested, Rhonda and I will be live on Instagram on the 22nd of November, which is a Tuesday, for our new segment, Tea Time Tuesdays. So definitely go check that out. It's going to be a really great time. Wishing you all the best over the next couple weeks. I will still be on my Instagram. It's just the podcast that's going on a bit of a break. And like I said, I'll be back on the 23rd. But if you have any questions, if you want to reach out, all of my services, my empowerment coaching, my Reiki, or even just reaching out and saying hi on Instagram or Facebook, I am there. You can reach out. I would love to hear from you. All right, take care, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.